أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. فانطلقا حتى إذا أتيا أهل قرية استطعما أهلها فأبوا أن يضيفوهما فوجدا فيها جدارا يريد أن ينقض فأقامه قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala related to us two incidents that had taken place during the journey of Khadir alayhi salam, accompanied by Musa alayhi salam and the youngster Yusha ibn Nun. The first incident was regarding the ship or the boat that they had boarded. Khadir alayhi salam damaged it. The second incident was regarding that child who had not yet reached the age of puberty, the young boy whom Khadir alayhi salam had killed. On both instances, Musa alayhi salam objected. Khadir alayhi salam reminded him of the instruction that he gave him before they had undertaken the journey, that don't ask me about anything that I do, and you will not be able to exercise patience over what I do. Eventually, Musa alayhi salam said that, fine, if I ask you anything one more time, then you are allowed to expel me from your company. You will have the excuse to do so. فَانْطَلَقَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala relates to us a third incident in ayah number 77 of Surah Al-Kahf. Allah says, فَانْطَلَقَ. The two of them moved on. They continued on the journey of theirs. Hatta إِذَا أَتَّيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةً. They kept on moving until they arrived and they came to the people of a qarya, the people of a town. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not specified the town for us. According to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhuma, it was the city and the town of Antakya, known as Antioch, a very popular ancient city. In Surah Yasin also, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of Qarya, وَجَاءَ رَجُلٌ مِّنْ أَقْسَى الْمَدِينَةِ, and before that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَضْرِبْ لَهُمْ مَثَلًا أَصْحَابَ الْقَرْيَةِ. There also Allah speaks of a certain Qarya, a certain town and city. Mufassirin explained it's referring to the same city of Antioch, Antakya, which today is found in modern Turkey. It falls within modern Turkey, close to the borders of Syria. According to Ibn Abbas radiallahu ta'ala, according to Abu Hurairah radiallahu ta'ala, it's referring to a city in Andalusia, Spain. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best with regards to the location of this town. When they arrived there, they were hungry. So Allah says, istat'ama ahlaha. They requested food. Istat'ama, they requested ta'am from the people of the city. Fa'abaw. They were a cruel people. And they were misers, always showing miserliness and not willing to entertain any guests. So even though they were hungry and they were begging for food, Allah says all the people of the city refused أَيُّضَيِّفُهُمَا to host them. So as they were leaving the city of Antioch, فَوَجَدَا فِيهَا جِدَارٌ, Allah says the two of them came across a wall, there was a building, أَرَادَ يُرِيدُ أَيَّنْقَضَّ, that was about to collapse. The building wanted to collapse, it was tending to fall down. فَأَقَامَ. When Khadir alayhi salam saw this, he set it right and he built it up so that it does not fall down and it doesn't collapse. When Musa alayhi salam saw this, قال لو شئت لاتخذت عليه أجرا, if you wish, you could have charged a fee for this. We have no food, and you could have charged a fee for fixing up this wall that belonged to the people of the city. And with that, perhaps we could have purchased some food for ourselves. قال خضر عليه السلام says, هذا فراق بيني وبينك. This is the point of separation between me and between you. You told me that if you are going to ask me or object one more time, I'm allowed to remove you from my company. This is it. I will no longer allow you to accompany me. This is the firaq. This is the point of separation between me and between you. سَأُنَبِّئُكَ بِتَأْوِيلِ مَا لَمْ تَسْتِعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. Now, allow me to relate to you the reality of all those incidents over which you could not persevere. Let me tell you now the reality of my deeds and the actions that I had carried out throughout this journey. So he starts off with the ship and why he damaged the ship. So he says, أَمَّا السَّفِينَةِ فَكَانَتْ لِمَسَاكِينَ. As for the ship, it belonged to a group of masakeen, poor, needy people. According to the Mufassirin, it belonged to 10 brothers. 5 of them were abnormal, or 5 of them could not physically work, could not physically function. They were physically challenged. So the other 5 brothers used this ship, and they built this ship or this boat in order to transport people from one side of the river or from one side of the ocean to another side in order to receive a fee and a payment so that they may look after these brothers of theirs. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Khadir alayhi salam tells Musa that as for the ship, it belonged to a group of masakeen, to a group of poor people, ya'maluna fil bahr, who work in the ocean. They're working and their operations take place in the ocean. فَرَدْتُ وَنَعِيبَهَا. I intentionally wanted to damage it. Remember what he did? He took the axe and he damaged the ship by removing one of its panels, one of the planks of the ship. I intended to damage it. وَكَانَ وَرَاءَهُمْ مَلِكٌ. Now he explains the reason. He says because not too far away from them, on their route, further up, across from them, there was a king in that area. يَأْخُذُ كُلَّ سَفِينَةٍ غَصْبًا. This king, he would forcefully take away the ships and the boats that were in a good condition. He would seize them and forcefully take them away from their owners. So, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened this reality to me, I decided to damage the ship. So when the ship passed by that king, or the people of that king, the pirates who take the ships and the boats, they saw it and they realized that it's a damaged ship. We don't want the ship, we don't want this boat. And alhamdulillah, through that, these masakeen, these poor people, did not lose that ship which was the source of their income. So he says, that is the reason why I had damaged it. Allah allowed me to know that knowledge or the reality of what was to happen to this ship. وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ. He explains why he killed the boy. He says, as for the boy, the ghulam, the child who did not reach the age of puberty, فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ. His parents, both his mother and his father, were two pious believers. فَخَشِينَ أَيُّرْهِقَهُمَا طُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. We feared that he was to impose upon them rebellion and infidelity, kufr. In other words, this child was going to grow up to be a rebellious child, not only rebellious, but he was going to become a kafir. And his kufr and his infidelity and his rebellion would have reached such a point that he would impose it upon his pious parents, meaning his pious parents would also fall into rebellion and into kufr and into disbelief because of the love that they had for this child. فَأَرَدْنَا. What we wanted instead is أَيُبْدِلَهُمَا رَبُّهُمَا خَيْرًا مِنْ. We wanted our Rabb to replace the two of them and to give them a better child than this child, who will be better zakatan in purity, a purer child than this child, a more innocent child than this child, وَأَقْرَبَ رُحْمًا, and a child who will be closer to them in compassion, in love and mercy, who will have a greater level of love, compassion, and mercy for the two of them than this child would have for them. So that is why I killed him. I eliminated him. And I removed him from the equation. So this is knowledge that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed. Knowledge pertaining to the future. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allowed Khadir alayhi salam to have and to experience. And from this we learn, sometimes a person loses a child, and Allah alone knows the wisdom and the hikmah behind that. Perhaps that child was going to be a source of discomfort, a source of misery, a source of unhappiness, and sometimes even a source of rebellion and transgression and infidelity. And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala feels that this child would be a threat, not only to himself but to others. And that is why the child is taken away from this world, two benefits. One is the child himself is saved, because the child dies as an immature child, not reaching the age of puberty, so that child is awarded entry into paradise, and also all others who could have been affected by the rebellion and transgression of the child are also protected. Of course, it's not always the case, but the point is that we do not understand the wisdom and the hikmah behind certain decisions that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes with regards to our lives. By the way, Mufassirin explained, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced this young boy with a girl. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with a daughter after this child, and she gave birth to two prophets. SubhanAllah, look at what a gift Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replaced them with. In place of that child who was going to take them to kufr and disbelief, Allah gave him this daughter, she gave birth to two prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and one of the prophets was responsible for the hidayat and the guidance of an entire community. Wam al-Jidar, the third incident, the wall that was about to collapse, that Khadir alayhi salam repaired and built it up so that it does not collapse. He says, فَكَانَ لِغُلَامَيْنِ. He says, you see this building or that wall, it belonged to two غُلَامَيْنِ يَتِيمَيْنِ فِي الْمَدِينَةِ. They were two orphan children, immature children, who had not yet reached the age of puberty, living in the city, and that building belonged to them. وَكَانَ تَحْتَهُ كَنْزٌ لَهُمَا. And their father left beneath the wall, beneath this building, he left and he buried a treasure for them. Mufassirin says it was a treasure box filled with gold and filled with silver. And he had it buried. Of course, those days they had no other method of safekeeping other than burying the treasures that they had. So he had it buried for them over there. وَكَانَ أَبُوهُمَا صَالِحًا. And their father was a pious man. Now why is Allah mentioning this here? Allah is mentioning something specific and special about the father. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says there's a treasure there. It belonged to the two orphan children. And as a side note, what does Allah say? And by the way, their father was a pious man. What's the reason for that? Mufassirin explained that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala deliberately speaks of the righteousness and the piety of the father to explain to us that the righteousness and the piety of a father is a means of preservation of not only the spiritual self of the children, but even their worldly ambitions and their worldly interests. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala preserved that treasure for the children, preserved their future. Why? Not because of the piety and the righteousness of the father. So the piety and the righteousness of a father, it filters all the way down to the children, from the children to the grandchildren. Communities and people in the locality benefit from the righteousness of that one individual. فَأَرَادَ رَبُّكَ. So your father, your Rabb, he wanted أَيَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّهُمَا. Allah wanted them to reach the age of puberty. وَيَسْتَخْرِجَ كَنْزَهُمَا. Once they reach an age of puberty and an age of understanding, they can then extract and remove their treasures. رَحْمَةً مِنْ رَبِّكَ. Allah did this. Why? Out of mercy for these young children. وَمَا فَعَلْتُهُ عَنْ أَمْرِي. And then he tells Musa alayhi salam, Qadir says, I did not do any of this out of my own will, out of my own command, out of my own doing. He says, ذَلِكَ تَأْوِيلُ مَا لَمْ تَسْتَعْ عَلَيْهِ صَبْرًا. That is the interpretation of all that which you could not persevere over. May Allah Ta'ala grant us the understanding.